Elizabeth Banks has teamed up with State Street Global Advisors to uncover the bold moves mid-cap companies make to thrive and survive. It's a podcast and film series called Crazy Enough to Work. Discover it online and wherever you find your podcasts. Provided by State Street Global Advisors Funds Distributors, LLC.
With Tech News Briefing, I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal in New York. In a moment, we'll talk about how artificial intelligence helps companies improve their engagement with customers. But first, these tech headlines. Microsoft says it will soon require its suppliers and contractors to provide at least 12 weeks of paid time off to new parents. The policy applies to Microsoft vendors with more than 50 employees and covers workers given substantial assignments for Microsoft. The paid leave benefit requirements will be capped at $1,000 a week in compensation, and Microsoft suppliers have 12 months to implement the change. Electronic Arts says it's delayed the release of its Battlefield 5 video game by 4 weeks to make some final adjustments after receiving feedback from the gaming community. EA, which had planned to launch the shooter game in October, is now targeting a November 20th release date. The video game publisher also said Thursday it expects net bookings, the net amount of products it sells in stores or digitally, to be $5.2 billion for its current fiscal year, down from its prior forecast of $5.5 billion. Part of that is due to Battlefield 5's delayed launch. Sources say Japan's SoftBank Group, which was in talks earlier this year to take a stake in Chinese electric vehicle maker NIO, has decided not to invest in the startup's initial public offering. SoftBank had considered buying about $200 million worth of shares in NIO's IPO. It couldn't be learned why the Japanese tech giant walked away from the potential investment. One of the people said SoftBank is actively looking at the electric vehicle sector, but hasn't decided which company to back. NIO, which has billed itself as an emerging competitor to Tesla, is going public on the New York Stock Exchange. Still to come, how TGI Friday uses AI to improve customer engagement.
The Wall Street Journal podcast are brought to you by NetSuite. Introducing NetSuite by Oracle, the one financial and business management software that handles every aspect of your business. With NetSuite, you'll save time, money, and unneeded headaches by managing your whole business with a single system. Find out what steps you can take to scale your business with NetSuite's free guide, Crushing the Five Barriers to Growth, at netsuite.com/wallstreet. That's netsuite.com/wallstreet.
The Wall Street Journal reports that companies are boosting their use of artificial intelligence in a bid to improve engagement with customers. Corporations see AI as crucial to their business. Research firm IDC is forecasting that global spending on cognitive and AI systems is expected to rise by more than 50% this year to $19.1 billion. Stephen Norton is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal's CIO Journal. And Stephen, you've reported on how one company in particular is using artificial intelligence, and that's restaurant company TGI Fridays. We'll talk about Fridays in a moment. But first, why are companies in general placing more value in AI these days? What does it help them do better?
So these days, there's so much data flowing around about customers, who we are and how we behave. And businesses see artificial intelligence as an opportunity to take all of that data and learn from it to both provide a better customer experience and then drive more revenue. For example, if you think of like a hotel, if you walk in and a camera can identify your face and your location based on a mobile app, they can serve you up a new offer, give you a VIP suite, and have you spending more money and having a better time.
Okay, in relation to that, what does TGI Fridays use AI for?
So they're using it to send really targeted campaigns to customers. So it used to be they would send marketing messages to men between the ages of 35 and 45 in a particular city. Now they've gotten good enough to where they can say, we know that your name is John, you're between 30 and 32, you live in a particular city, you tend to order this food and you tend to come in at a certain time. And so they'll target a message right as you're passing the restaurant to say, hey, maybe you want to come on in and grab the meal that you usually get.
Now, how specifically does TGI Fridays do this? Doesn't it have a range of information, a range of data that it targets customers with?
Sure, all kinds of data that comes in. So if you're a mobile app user, generally you're providing your location anytime you come into the store. They're also going to have an order history, so they can see if you order, you know, one plate of food or if you order four plates, you might have a family. They'll take in your credit card information, social media data, basically any little tidbit of info that might indicate how you prefer to eat.
And I would guess that millions of its customers have opted into this, so it's targeting several million customers?
The total pool is about 4 million who have opted in, and they are in the process of sending out messages to those groups.
Has artificial intelligence helped TGI Friday improve its business? For instance, things like to-go orders?
Yeah, Sharif Mityas, the chief experience officer, told me that they've doubled their to-go orders over the past 12 months as a result of using these tools. And they've also had an uptick in online orders. People who used to order twice a year over the internet now are ordering six times. There's a fine line you cross. You want to be able to treat your customers well and use what you know about them to give them things they actually want. But you have to do that without being too creepy or without doing it in a voice that is really sort of off-putting. So what a lot of companies are doing now is trying to figure out how they can tailor those messages to send something that you actually want to respond to and act on.
Is there a problem with privacy in this, Stephen?
There could certainly be.
We're talking about location technology.
There certainly could be. And when I was talking with TGI Fridays, I asked about that, and he said that they only send these messages out to customers who give their consent. And so the consent piece is very big, and any company that's dealing with this is obviously thinking about how do we ensure that we're getting that consent and only sending the messages to the people who have opted in and only collecting data on people who said that's okay.
Wall Street Journal CIO Journal reporter Stephen Norton. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal.